The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio, and happy, May, I guess you can say, just beginning of summer. So hope you're enjoying that, and hopefully this rain goes away. It's been raining a lot this 2018. Can't believe it, but I know we need the water. But anyway, we're here every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4, here on AM 690, The Answer. And as you guys know, I would recommend you tune in to Mike Buck in the morning, Monday to Friday, because every Friday, about 6:35, I get up and do a promo with him talking about what's on the weekend that weekend. So I'll be on this Friday talking about our guest today, Dr. Miang from Nakupuna Makamai. So welcome to the show, Dr. Miang.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've heard your name many, many years ago. As you know, Brickwood Galateria, the senator, yeah?
Yes, he's the senator.
He does the Kupuna Power Program at the Capitol, which is great. And I go every year, and he had mentioned you were partnering with Nakupuna Makamai and Pacific Gateway.
Uh-huh.
And I heard your name, Dr. Miang. He's like, God, I've heard that name someplace. But how long have you been in Hawaii? And give us, our listeners, a little background on you.
I've been off and on here in Hawaii since 1963.
Wow.
I came as an East-West Center grad, alumni now, and I went abroad, came back in 1986 because I missed Hawaii so much.
Oh, and I can imagine.
You know, when islands call you, you can't refuse. So, and I hated the weather in New York and Washington, and so I just came back, and I've been here ever since.
Oh, and so what is your background in aging, or?
No, my background is actually in medical sociology.
Oh, really?
And my degree is from Columbia University. Wow. When I went there for my PhD a long time ago, I was very fortunate to study under Margaret Mead. It was her last class.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I couldn't resist. I had to, you know, be part of her students, so it was really, really great. So I got a lot of medical anthropology under me, as well as, you know, looking at various modes of disease transmission. Mm-hmm. And from there, my husband and I moved overseas to Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean.
Wow, then, that's exotic.
Yes, it is. Then we went to Bangladesh, Indonesia, Thailand. And then we came back to Washington, D.C. to work there. But I really missed Hawaii. With all the places that I've been, you know, Hawaii was the one that really called to me. So we came back in 86, and we've been working here ever since.
Well, Hawaii is fortunate to have you back.
Thank you.
I've lived on the East Coast, West Coast. I lived in Korea, and I'm from Hawaii. But, I mean, going away, the heartstrings just pull you back. And,
yes.
Yes, we're an island. Yes, we can't travel for 4 hours on a drive around like you can in California or Arizona, but the people, the food.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody this morning that's from Seattle, but they've been here. I thought they were only here like 8 years. They've been here 25 years. They said they can't go back.
Yeah.
But they love Hawaii, and I said, I don't blame you. So I appreciate you here coming today because, you know, you have an exciting project that you've been working on for a couple of years, and thanks to Senator Brickwood Galateria, who I see once in a while – yeah, that he started and got funds to take over the old water pumping station?
It's called the old pump station, yes.
On Alamana Boulevard, it was right across the old Comp USA, which is no longer there. But
yeah. It
was so iconic because it was vacant for so long,
yes.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And it looked like, you know, they were going to tear it down. And there were a group of architects who were fighting to save it. And we got some funding. Actually, I got funding for a project elsewhere, but I lost the site, And I went to Brickwood to ask for his advice and guidance, and he said, hey, there is this particular building that we need to save and preserve. And I'm a closet historian.
Oh, really?
So I really thought, oh, my God, this would be fantastic. So, yeah, we went and we were able to talk to then-director Tony Cheng.
Uh-huh.
And he agreed that, you know, this would be a good place to restore. And so we went in and we had it done.
Yeah, it's right on the pumping station right across the old Camp Yosé, right on that turn.
Right, the Keawe, yeah. Corner of Keawe and the Alamoana Boulevard.
And you kept the old building, right?
Yes, we did.
It's so iconic. I mean, I've been there a couple of times and I love the feel of it. And I know you have a lot going on. But I wanted to backtrack just a little bit. Now, you're also the director of the Nakupuna Makamai.
No, I'm the... Okay, let me explain. I'm the director of the Pacific Gateway Center.
Pacific Gateway Center in Kalihi down the street.
Yes. And Pacific Gateway Center has several projects. We have the CBI, which is a culinary business incubator. We have the Hawaii Language Bank, which is, we call it by HLB. We go by acronyms.
Right.
And the Nakupuna Makamai is a project of the Pacific. And we call it NKM. You know, we have our little alphabets.
Well, you have so many. Yeah, no, that's great. It kind of keeps me up there. But I want to talk about the Pacific Gateway because I've been there a couple times.
Yes.
And you have a lot going on. Can we talk about a little bit about that first?
Sure. Pacific Gateway Center actually was started in 1973. And it is the community's compassionate response to the Vietnam War refugees, because in 73, the U.S. was already withdrawing,
right,
and lots of refugees were coming over. So by 75, you know, we were inundated with so many people who needed help. And three churches in Kalihi, Kalihi Plama and Chinatown, Kamakapili, Aldergate, and St. Elizabeth's, pulled together, and they started providing services for the refugees.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, this was in 1973.
I love Vietnamese food, not to mention that, but I love Vietnamese food. And
and Lao food and Thai food and all the wonderful food.
Vietnamese is my favorite, though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Okay. The pho is just...
Oh, yeah.
It's
very healthy.
Oh, when I'm sick, ask my wife. She goes, do you want soup? I go, yes. When she was pregnant, I bought soup, pho. I do want to travel there at some point down the road. But that's a great story. So
yes.
I know you mentioned it, the name has changed a couple
times. So at that time, we were a part of 36 organizations across the United States that provided services to refugees and immigrants. And they were all called International Institutes. And we were known as the Kalihi Palama Immigrant Service Center. And the receptionist would answer, KPISE, you know. And from there, the board decided sometime back in the 70s that since we were servicing immigrants, we should call it Immigrant Center. And they changed the name to Immigrant Center. But the Immigrant Center had a different connotation to the public. We should have tested it out, but we didn't see.
Right.
So when we answered the phone and said, Immigrant Center, people thought we were the INS. And the phone would go click. They wouldn't answer. Or we called them for something to follow up and say, this is the Immigrant Center. Click. You know, you hung up. So the board said, okay, we have to change our name. And they thought about it and they said, well, okay, we need to go into a new focus because we're having more Pacific Islanders come. We are the gateway, you know, to the United States. And so we became the Pacific Gateway Center.
Oh, that's really good. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So we have now, you know, we serve the Micronesian population. We serve all those that are vulnerable. And our original group that came in 73, Percy, you won't believe it, but they are also part of the senior group.
Wow, they grew up
with us. Yes,
And how long have you been involved with them?
I would say, well, this is my second reincarnation as the executive director. I was there in 88. And then when my husband went to Indonesia, I followed him there for a couple, maybe 4 or 5 years. And then the board called back and said, would you like to come back? The phone was picked up by my husband, who was here in Hawaii. And he kept saying, are you coming back? But I was having so much fun in Indonesia, you know. So he said, if you can come, that'd be great. I said, no, you know, there's no jobs in Hawaii, you know, in the 80s, right? We were having this problems. So he said, no, there is a job. And the board did call and ask if you would be interested in coming back. So, okay. He negotiated everything. And I just came in and stepped into my old desk.
Well, as they say, the rest is history.
Yes,
the rest is history. It's the greatest history. I mean, I can see that thanks to the three churches. Now, which three churches were those again?
Kamakapili, United Church of
Christ. Right down the street here.
Yes. St. Elizabeth's, which is the Episcopal. It's right actually next to the Episcopal, the Church of Christ. You know, there's a little city park there.
Downtown?
Yeah, Banyan Tree.
Okay, downtown.
And then Aldergate, which is around the corner on Liliha. It's a Methodist church.
I see. Oh, yeah. Great. So you mentioned the culinary program?
Culinary. Okay. Then what happened was we were in a little small hut. Not hut. It's like a small school-like building next to St. Elizabeth's. And we had many community meetings. We would meet with our, you know, refugees who had become immigrants. And they would say, you know, they're trying to get off welfare. They don't want to be on welfare, but they didn't have enough English to ever get a job to make it. So we were just brainstorming one time, and this one lady, and I remember her very well, she said, you know, we cook, and people seem to like our food. If there was a way we could sell our food, we could make something. You know, we could get out of this welfare trap. So we thought about it, and, you know, in the laws of the United States everywhere and in Hawaii, you cannot sell if you do not prepare in a certified kitchen.
Right. It has to be a certified kitchen.
Right. And the low-income folks don't have the income to put in all the, you know, paraphernalia to make.
To have a commercial kitchen, first of all.
Right, and certified by the Department of Health.
Right.
So we thought about it, and we just talked to other people. Oh, this is going to be so expensive. Where would we get the funding? But, you know, we are very blessed. And somehow or the other, word got around that we were thinking about it, but didn't know where. And one day, this angel walked in from EDA, which is the Economic Development Administration. And she said, I heard you want to build a commercial kitchen. And we said, yes. And he said, I'll fund you.
Wow.
I just about fell, you know, from my chair. I didn't know. And she helped me get through the various stages you have to do in order to get the funding.
Right.
And we were able to build it, and it's in Kalihi on Umi Street, where, you know, nobody seems to know where Umi Street is. But Mufi does, by the way. Mufi said...
Mufi grew up in Kalihi.
Yeah, he did. He said, that was my playing ground. And he was on our board at one point. And we built the commercial kitchen. We built 12, four full kitchens, four baking, and four prep.
Wow.
And so... if you were low income and you wanted to come and cook, say supposing, Percy, you had a, you know, you loved this meatloaf that your mother made and you wanted to, you know, market that. And you came and you cooked and then you, you know, marketed it and tried to sell it and you found out that nobody else liked it but you. And so, okay, you didn't put all the capital expenditures into building a commercial kitchen. Because we help with the marketing too, right? So you didn't have to do all of them. And you made a mistake, but you still could stand on her own 2 feet and try something else, you know, fried chicken wings or something, and make a buck. So that's the beauty of the certified kitchen. We rent it.
You rent it out.
Yeah, you rent it. Maybe, you know, for processing, it's only $7. We made it affordable because
we
are.
Very many people take you up on that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We do. Over the years, we've helped over, I would say, 750 enterprises.
Wow.
That have come through. Many have graduated. You know, you're not supposed to stay there forever, right?
Right, right.
You want to make room for others who want to start.
Right.
And so lots of them have gone on to be able to pay their own certified kitchen somewhere else, rent it.
Open a business.
Yes.
Oh, wow, good
and
for so you.
And so we've had that.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm an expert foodie, but I love food.
Oh, me too.
I worked in restaurants for over 10 years since I was 17 years old.
Yes.
And I happened to fall into the mortgage business. And then, 16 years ago, I started working with seniors. So it's a great story. So if you're just tuning in and you're hearing about Pacific Gateway and their culinary
business incubator
in Cali, we're talking with Dr. Miang from the Pacific Gateway Center, who is has taken over the leadership over at Nakapuna Makamai,
yes,
down on Alamoana Boulevard. So let's talk a little bit about that. So that's a really great project. When I first heard about it, you know, I see Brickwood once a month or so, and the Capitol, and we heard about this, and Marlene Tsai was the first one to open it up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was fantastic. So I said, let me know what you want to do, what you guys are doing. So give us a background that you actually got funding from HCDA, is that correct?
No, we got funding. We wrote a GIA. It was a CIP GIA, and we got funding from that CIP. Originally, we were going to do a community resource center down in the Kehi Lagoon area. But, you know, the rail happened to change its course, right? And the land became very valuable. So DLNR said, you know, this is too valuable a land for your purposes. We even have to ask the food bank to move because the rail is coming through that route. So we thought, oh my gosh, okay, we have the money. Now we lost the site, right? So I went to Brickwood for advice and guidance, and he said, no worries, we will find a site. And sure enough, he put, you know, Tony Cheng, his old, the person that he had been working with, the two of them thought through and came up with that site.
Well, the location is perfect.
Oh, perfect.
It's on a bus line, right?
That's the key thing. I told Brickwood, whatever you do, whatever you find, it has to be on the bus line. So there was another place that Tony was thinking of. It was behind the medical center.
Back in Kakako?
Yeah. And there was a park next to it.
Right.
But it was not on the bus line. And I said, no, Tony, it won't work. Because, you know,
a lot of homes are down there.
Well, yeah. At that time, it wasn't.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't find any. But it had to be on the bus line. I mean, you're absolutely
right.
You're
right there, right on the street.
Yes. So we went back to, I mean, Tony did show us the pump station, and we said, this one is the one that should be the center.
And I'll tell you, it went very quickly for government time frames.
Yeah.
I mean, from the time you said go, you must have been up. And I went to your
grand
opening.
We already had the money,
I went to the grand opening, and I was like, wow, that's pretty, for government, that's very quick. I thought, no, it's going to take two or three or 4 years. But it took you like a year or 2 years.
Yes.
Really? So what are you looking at down the road? I mean, you've done a great job at Pacific Gateway Center, because you have children's programs too, right?
Yes, we do. We are the Nakapuna Makamai had many people who came over to say, you know, to share their ideas. And that building, Percy, you've been in it.
Right.
And when you walk in, there is an aura in that building. There's a mana, a very strong, positive mana.
Yes.
And when people sit down and talk, they come up with the best ideas possible. And Alex Freeman, who came there, said, you know, you need to have, there's a digital divide between the seniors and the younger generation. And somehow we need to close that gap. And somehow we need to bring the older generation to be able to use this technology, which is just, you know, running down and taking us all, you know, in a different direction.
Right.
So one of the first projects that we had, we called it Tech Savvy. Tech Savvy is a partnership between high schools. In this one, it's Punahou. They come, the whole class comes, and then the seniors come, and they have a one-on-one experience. We started out maybe like a presentation where the kids would show on a PowerPoint, but the seniors didn't like that. They wanted one-on-one.
They want hands-on.
They want hands-on. And one would say, okay, I don't know how to open my iPad, or listen, I want you to come with me and show me how to hook up my cell phone to my car. You know, I mean, and so they would have individualized attention.
Hook up mine too.
Yeah. So they did that and they loved
it. Wow. That's and really cool.
Yeah,
how often do they come?
The kids come, we have twice a month, and we let the seniors know, and it's a full class. We have 24, 25, and that's enough because with
seniors.
the kids that are like 50 in that room, and you've seen the room, so that's plenty. No more.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. And so this is May. Are you going to continue that through the summer?
We will.
Well, you got to let me know. I'll come down one time. We'll do a story for the magazine.
Okay.
We always look at intergenerational programs. There's a lot of places you can.
Yeah, we have another intergenerational program, which maybe you could hook up with also, is with McKinley. McKinley School has a podcast, and they're interviewing the seniors.
Really?
Yeah, and you know they're getting oral histories because, you know, seniors have a wealth of information.
Well, that's one of the greatest reasons why I love working with seniors.
Yeah, they have experience, they have history, they have stories. I mean, they can really go through all the eras that you and I may have not reached. So the kids are recording that. And, yeah, we'll call you and let you know, hey, there's a podcast going on. We usually have a senior and two or three kids come and
interview them?
Yes.
Wow, that's great. I got an idea for you. I've seen this several years ago on the mainland, and I was hoping that somebody would do it here, is that on your phone or your laptop, there's a way to communicate abroad, like on what's called FaceTime.
Uh-huh.
And you could do FaceTime with kids in Japan.
Yes.
Kids in Vietnam.
Yes.
Kids in the mainland, in the South or Alaska. I would like to see somebody do that. Because it's wonderful to see connected different communities, whether they can speak English or not. But just wonderful because seniors love to share.
Mm-hmm.
And the stories that they can tell you about old Hawaii and technology, I love technology, but what they can share about old Hawaii, there's a lot of stories that need to be told.
Yeah.
And one of the ones I'm going to be helping out, actually I have a meeting this afternoon with, we're trying to get the movie. There's a new movie that came out last year called Go for Broke.
Yes.
It was about the 100th Battalion, 442nd.
Yes.
And the movie was out last year at Hawaii International Film Festival. We're going to try to bring it out to the public more later this year. And that's one of the greatest things I'd like to see is oral history. And whether it's on video or on a podcast, that's wonderful. So, yeah, when are you going to start that?
We've already had the first two interviews done.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So for summer, we're reworking the schedule, you know, because they'll be back in August.
Right.
Right. So.
So you are going to continue that with McKinley?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another way, great one, like I said, a video would be great.
Uh-huh.
My old alma mater, Mid-Pacific, has actually a video class.
Yes.
And that might be something interesting to do.
They
could actually document the kids from Punahou teaching the seniors, and they can actually document the kids doing oral history. And then we can put it on our Generations TV show.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Because one thing I love about TV is visual. It's emotional. I mean, yes, I love radio. That's why we're doing it today. And yes, I love print because I've been doing a magazine. But video and when people see the interaction in person, see the emotion, it connects really, really well. And we've got a lot of great comments about our Generations TV show on Oceanic Spectrum. Cable, and we love to do that. So if you can connect with me with them later on, because one of the things that we find in Hawaii, a lot of people, great people doing work like yourself. We need to get it out to the public.
Yes, that's
true. We need to tell them about your program. So we need to take a short break a little bit. But we're here with Dr. Miang from the Pacific Gateway Center and Nakapuna Makamai. They're on Moana Boulevard. We're going to come back after our break to talk more about why it's important to have the senior centers, but also who gets to come. Mm-hmm. 50, 40, is it 70s? And I know you're working on a lot of different things over there. So anyway, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
We will be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
Let's party at the Cow.
Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
Let's party at the Cow.
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Let's party at the Cow.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
Hi, I'm back again. This is Ed speaking on Medicare Hits.
A lot of people may not realize that they may qualify for extra financial assistance to help pay for their premiums and prescription drug costs, depending on their income and their total assets. These savings can be especially helpful for seniors who are on a fixed income.
Find out if you qualify. Call us.
Helping you work your way through the confusion. Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit voidvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer.
5914777
We go play.
Complete 4 5-night packages from $6.99. Vacations Hawaii, your favorite connection to Vegas.
Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. I'm Percy here with Dr. Miang from the Pacific Gateway Center and Nakapuna Makamai. But if you haven't read the April-May issue with Kumuhula Nogomire, Puakea Nogomire, please do. And if you don't have a copy in front of you or find a place, you know, we just started a new partnership, by the way, with Times Pharmacy. At every Times Pharmacy on Oahu, we're working on the neighbor islands. You get a right in front by the pharmacy is a rack with Generations Magazine. So I got to really thank Times Pharmacy and their pharmacists over there for stocking up the racks, things for us. But it's a great partnership. Don't forget the Big Island is KTA. On Maui, we have all the senior centers there, including the Office on Aging. And on Kauai, we have the Center on Aging over there. So thank you very much to everybody. Don't forget. So this is our June-July issue. We're coming out very shortly. It features a couple seniors that I've known for many, many years, probably at least 40 years, talking about the passion for their school. So if you heard earlier what school I went to, you'll see their story. But in the June-July issue, we'll have our big spread of our 12th annual Aging in Place workshop at the Ala Moana Hotel. And I have to really thank Manny over there at Ala Moana Hotel for taking care of this project for us for many, many years. And we have 6 breakout rooms going on at one time. We'll get a few thousand people there. We do have an issue of overcrowding. So this year we're going to have you register so we can get a good idea of numbers there. We may have to close out some sessions because they fill up very, very fast. It's a free event at the Ala Moana Hotel. So look at that in our Generations Magazine coming out in about 2.5 or 3 weeks. In about the second week of June. So look out for that, because we have a list of all the workshops, all the speakers, all the times. And so please register as soon as possible, because we probably will have to limit attendance this year. Next year, 2019, we're looking at doing 2 events, which will keep us busy, because everybody asks us about other events that we put on. So we always make sure all our experts are our speakers. And we want to give out great information. So like you, Dr. Miang, we appreciate you. And what you're doing over there is tremendous for the community. And I didn't realize there's no age limit at Nakapuna Makamai.
Yes.
How good for you.
Well, you know, when we have both the youngsters coming in to contribute and interact with the seniors, you know, we can't have age limits. We just say, that's the way it's going to be. And you have to understand that the seniors just love being with the younger folks.
Oh, they do. They do.
I mean, it brings them back to life.
Right.
Yeah. Somehow the energy bounces off from the younger ones. And the young ones also come back with a sense of what it is that the older folks are going through. I mean, they found out that there is the seniors are taking the bus 2-3 times in order to get to the Nakapuna Makamai because they don't want to cross the street.
Oh,
they're scared of doing that.
That street's pretty quick.
Yes. Wow. And so, you know, when they realized that, they started, you know, mapping out. They did a shark tank and had their own, judges, and they had people come up with different ideas on how to help the seniors, you know,
really?
Get on the right side of the of the street so that they didn't have to cross the street. I think it's just wonderful because the energy and the synergy between the young ones and the seniors are, you know, happening, and that's just propelling us forward.
Well, you let me know because I'm a big supporter of intergenerational programs, and we love to do those stories on the Punahou kids and the McKinley kids.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get more kids down there. Maybe Damien was in the neighborhood, my old alma mater, MidPack.
Yes. MidPack has been down there. They did a 3D project where they scanned the building because the architecture of that building was, you know, over 180 years old, right?
It's
iconic. It's iconic, yeah. So they did do a scanning project, and I'm going to go back to them to talk about, you know, what's happening with our programs. And we will ask them to get involved in other programs too.
Yeah, like I said, video would be very powerful. You can put it on your website. Now, what is your website now?
It's www.pacificgatewaycenter.org.
And Nakambuna information
is
there.
There's a link to
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So besides those two programs, McKinley and Punahou, what other programs are you folks having?
We have, on Mondays, we have the Hawaii language.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Who teaches that one?
Kauhu Kavika. He is, you know, wonderful, wonderful person, but he only wants to do the beginners and intermediate. He doesn't want to go into the advanced.
And what you said, every Monday?
Every Monday.
Oh, really? And
yeah, Monday morning, 9:30.
9:30 to?
Yeah. 9:30, well, the beginners would be 9:30 to 10:30, and then 11 to 12 is the advanced, the intermediate, rather.
I love to step into the beginner's one.
Beginner's,
you know, I sing karaoke every once in a while, albeit I'm not that great. But I love to learn how to sing more Hawaiian. The first time I tried to learn was Kawai Punahele by Kaylee Reichel. But it took me so long because it's all vowels.
Yeah.
It took me so long to understand, you know, I would call the undulations, the ups and downs of the vowels and how to enunciate certain words and vowels and others. And it's a wonderful language, you know. And that's why I love the story about Kumuhula Nogomire is that, you know, back in the 1800s, there were 17 different newspapers in Hawaiian, in the state of Hawaii.
Oh.
And one of the most prolific languages. And it's amazing that not too many people know this story.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things Kumuhula Nogomire is doing is documenting all this. Through his great efforts, and he's working with a lot of partners, but he's actually has announced that he's retiring from to take this project on full time.
Oh, wow.
I know. You might want to have
him
as a guest.
Yes.
I'd love to come and see your kahu over there Mondays. I'll try and keep that in my mind because
Monday mornings. Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
And then on Tuesday, of course, we have Tai Chi.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And Tai Chi, you can tell it's probably one of the best forms of exercise for seniors.
Yes, because we want to do, you know, mind, body, and spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to make sure that Tai Chi, you need the exercise. And, you know, it's a very mild form that the seniors can adapt to and they feel comfortable with.
Right.
So that's Tai Chi. On Wednesdays, we have Qigong, and that's for balance.
And Qigong is a form of Tai Chi, or is it some kind
of... No, it's actually used with bamboo poles.
Oh.
It is not a form of Tai Chi, as far as I know.
Oh, it's not.
And it's connected to mindfulness, because you have to concentrate. And Miriam Lyman is the leader of that group.
And that's Wednesday morning.
That's Wednesday. No, afternoons.
Afternoons.
Yeah. And then Thursday, we have Pua Culture, which is all about flowers. You know, lay making.
Well, I didn't know you had all stuff.
Yeah. And all kinds of crafts. And then in the afternoon, we have Hanafuda. That's one of the most popular ones.
Oh, my goodness.
It's
still going on.
Yeah.
I mean, my niece's husband, who's Caucasian from Virginia, loves that game.
Is that right?
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a kind of a sticks out a little bit, but he just loves the game. They play every once in a while. My sister folks' house, but
That they come over and
It's
a full house.
Yeah, that
popular
gag game is so entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
People love the
they love to have it.
Fun.
Yeah.
So you don't do the other one. What's the other one?
The
Chinese one.
With the tiles.
Oh, what do you call it? Mahjong.
Yeah. We have not done mahjong. We've done Hanafuda.
And I hear mahjong players are very serious, though.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Quiet.
And then they will
six
not.
6 hours a day.
Exactly. I was going to say they won't leave.
Yeah.
And we need them to leave so the next class can come in. So we said, wait a minute. Let's just stay with the Hanafuda. And then after Hanafuda is hula. Hula is also one of the most popular classes.
Who teaches that one?
My son.
Your son?
Yes. He's a kumu hula.
What's his son's name?
Aukai Reynolds.
Really?
Yeah. And he danced for Halau Ika Vekyu.
Oh, with Michael Kasapang.
Yes.
And
Carl Vito Baker.
Yeah, yes. I know them.
Yes, and you should know Carl. He's also in the mortgage business.
Yes, well, I know Michael because he's a kumuhula at Mid-Pacific Institute.
Right. My kids are both Mid-Pacific. We're Mid-Pacific family.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, then you'll love the cover story coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how old is your son?
40-something.
Okay, so he's much younger than me. Oh, wow, that's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, I have a close relationship with the school. Obviously, I don't.
Yeah, we have to go back. You and I have to go back to Mid-Pacific and get them even more involved than they are now.
Well, I can give you the contact for the video guy.
Wonderful. Let's do it.
They did great work. Because when we were doing our photo shoot up there, I ran into a senior student that was just said, oh, what are you folks doing here? I said, oh, we're just scouting for tomorrow's photo shoot. He goes, oh, well, you should come see what we do. I said, what do you do? I said, oh, come. I do the video class. Walked in his class of video kids, and I was very impressed by the what they do. They edit their own videos and things with their computer software. He goes, come on, why don't you meet our head teacher? So I met the teacher and talked about what they did, and I was really impressed by those kids. The kids today are so smart.
Oh, yeah. I mean, can't believe so it. They are, you know, they can take anything and just run with it. Yeah.
It's amazing. So...
On Thursday.
We're not even done with the week yet. So we haven't.
And on Friday, we have a repeat Tai Chi because...
Tai Chi is one of the most important.
You need...
For
falls,
especially.
Yeah, especially. Yes, I agree.
Oh.
And then in the evening, we have yoga and sound bath. And
wait. Yoga? I understand yoga. What was the other word you said?
Sound bath.
What's that?
This is like, you know, have you ever seen a Tahitian... Not Tahitian, sorry. Tibetan singing bowl?
No.
Okay. I should have brought it. And you can hear the sound of the bowl as you put your finger
at it. Right,
yeah.
Okay. Got it.
And you have different sounds with different bowls because they are, you know, different chimes,
right?
And you immerse yourself in the sounds as you go and you meditate.
Them.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's yoga.
Are you like open 24 hours a day? Jeez, you're getting tired already.
That's in the evenings, Friday.
Friday evenings,
yeah, right.
Wow.
And then on Saturday, we have a Women's Wisdom Circle.
Oh,
so,
what's that?
Well, they get together, and of course they, you know, share their experiences and all the different wisdoms of the world that they know, that they've come across, and they discuss it.
Wow, I didn't know you did all that. I know you did hula. I know you did exercise. Don't you have an exercise class? Walking class?
We did.
Oh,
but
did.
The walking class was taken over by Lani Kai Juice.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, are they still doing that?
Yeah, they're right across the street. So.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They're right across the street. Oh, so do they lead a class?
Yeah, they lead a class. So that's fine because, you know, we can't, right now we can't handle more. And then in
don't tell
fall,
me you have something Sunday.
No, we don't have anything Sunday
yet.
But in November, we're going to have a 5K walk run. And I just met with Lani Kai Juice and they said, oh, we want to participate. I said, okay, let's think about it. You know, so
let us know. We were more than happy to help you out. So now, do you have to become a member or PFP?
We do have a member and a membership, and we do have discounts for members, but it's not that, you know, it's not required.
And so, so you open just during no classes?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you gotta let me know about all this stuff. Yeah, I'd love to. When we can promote it here, well, we gotta do a promo for you for the Generations Radio Show, and then maybe we'll take our producer, our Generations TV producer, Ron Darby, to visit you guys and just shoot
That'd
some video
great.
For for our next season coming up for Generations TV. So I know you mentioned about challenges for the center because you know, everybody relies on grants, right?
Right.
So what are some of the challenges that you're involved with?
Well, of course, raising funds is always a challenge. We rely on donations, and it doesn't mean that, you know, donations are always forthcoming. So my board is, the Pacific Gateway Center board, is looking at a special strategic planning session whereby we are going to see what we can do without so much reliance on government funds. We're looking at what are the models that we can use. And we've been moving towards social enterprise, and we still need to do that. But this is going to be an exciting year for us because we are looking at different models, and that's the route we're going to go. And I know you had mentioned that partnering with for-profit entities.
Oh, you have to. I mean, you know, every partner in our magazine, fortunately, when we interview them, I wouldn't say interview them, but we talk to them about our purpose for the magazine. Our mission is really to support the seniors and their families with respected and trusted entities and making sure that all the articles in the magazine are vetted. In other words, I read every article. I make sure it's all accurate information.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen in other magazines not so accurate, or they're trying to sell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure all the advertisers are respected and honorable. We do check them out for any complaints,
because
people do complain to us about, hey, you know, this guy in the magazine, he da 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 da. You know, so we got to follow up on that.
Yeah,
because I wouldn't say we protect the seniors out there, but we definitely are a resource magazine.
Right.
So people come to us for a lot of times to find out what's going on. I try to attend as many workshops as I can so I can understand what they're trying to sell,
mm-hmm.
What they're presenting, and it's factual,
mm-hmm.
and not taking advantage of seniors because sometimes people can. And so that's one of the goals of ours, and then obviously to give back. Every one of our partners, we have about 50 partners that we make sure that we try to give back every year in some form or fashion, whether it's volunteer work or providing sponsorship or grants or it's providing funds to run an event. We do sponsor events for the city and state. We do, like I said, big workshop. Later on in the year, we're doing a healthy aging workshop in October 6th.
Oh.
And we'll let you know about that. But it's really important. Everybody in this world needs to give back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because a good percentage of them do not. And for whatever reason, whether it's right or wrong, it's up to them. But we want to try to make sure that all our partners and what we do, we set an example that our community would be much better if we had more involved. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to get more involved because everybody has a grandparent. Everybody has a parent.
Yes.
And we want to treat everybody like it's our grandparent. And it's so important in this day of the world of fake news and the internet and social media that we want to make sure that all our partners understand that. So I give you a lot of credit for what you're doing. But you must have some success stories, right? Some happy seniors over there that you could talk about?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's one that I want to point out, that this older gentleman came, and he came for the Hanafuda. And he was the oldest amongst us. He must have been something like 88 or so. And he talked to our staff, and he said that he played in that when he was young, you know, like maybe 5 or 10 years old. And he knew that building way back when, yes. And we were so surprised, and we made sure we got, you know, his name and number. And he came back to do a presentation to the Hanafuda group about, you know, what it was like way back when. And
wow.
It was really amazing. The other one that was very amazing to us was that this gentleman walked in and he said, my grandfather designed this old pump station.
Really?
And we're having a family gathering in Hawaii, everybody coming from the mainland, and we'd like to know if we could come and have a tour.
Wow.
I said, okay, you know, I mean, that was a great honor. And they knew how the bricks were done, and, I mean, there were, you know, I guess archives in the family that talked about how this particular building, he used the same methodology apparently on the mainland.
Uh-huh.
And so that was, you know, a highlight. They came in a bus, you know, they rented a bus. It was
really?
Like, yeah, a tour, like 24, 25 of them.
Wow.
Family members came and they looked through and they were telling us, you know, how the points were on the bricks and how it was done. It was really amazing. We were blown away.
So you're talking about the building. So you have that main building right on Alamona Boulevard.
Yes.
But don't you have other buildings in the back?
Yes. We have two buildings, one smaller building and then one larger building, which is like a square. And they are going to be renovated this year, starting September.
2018?
You know, yes.
Really?
Wow. And it will be finished, you know, the following year. We, of course, had to go back for funding for that. And again, Brickwood was our champion in getting that. The little building will house a kitchen.
Right. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Remember, yeah. And another bathroom, because one bathroom is not enough. And then the one at the back, we will have classes and so forth. And there's it's so tall. I mean, it goes all the way down. That we will have storage space on the bottom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So how can the community help you guys?
Well, we do need volunteers for, you know, walks and runs and so forth. We do need people to advertise our programs because we do a lot on Facebook, but the generations are for the younger ones, and they are the ones who bring their parents and grandparents in. So
you got to go on Instagram.
Yes, we do that too.
Yeah, because with Facebook and all the changes going on with the fake news that they have, they're very limited now on who sees your feed, your posts.
Uh-huh.
So we've actually kind of reconfigured our social media campaign, where we actually tamed it down because of Facebook's being limited now. But I think your website would be great.
Mm-hmm.
And find champions over there that could help fund you folks more to get the work out. Because marketing is one of the biggest issues that I see in our aging community is that there's a lot of great work that the state, city, ARP, everybody does, but getting that word out to the public about fall prevention, about elder abuse, that's one of the biggest issues we see, Alzheimer's, is getting that word out to the public.
Right.
So if there's any way we could help you out with that, we'd be more than happy to help you out with that because this is something that we need to give back to the community. So anyway, any last words? We were almost out of time already.
We are actually partnering with the Asia Pacific Center for Aging in Seattle.
Oh.
And we're working on the items that you just mentioned, elder abuse, dementia, Alzheimer's, and we are translating on the Hawaii language through the Hawaii Language Bank. We're translating it into different
Good for you.
Ethnic groups so that they can also get something out of it.
So how do people get a hold of you folks over at Nakapuna Makamai?
Okay, you can call us at 851-7010 and also Facebook us, Instagram. I'm on Instagram. My granddaughter put me on Instagram. So I'm on Instagram and we will be reaching.
Okay, good. So check out Nakapuna Makabai on Alamona Boulevard, right across the old Comp USA, across the street from Lanikai Juice. So thanks to Lanikai Juice, by the way. I love that place. But Dr. Manning, thank you so much. We'll have to have you back on. But like I said, we're more than happy to get your promo out there as well. So anyway, here every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4, here on AM 690, The Answer. As always, aloha and live well.